Hello everyone, I want to introduce myself. I am Brittany and welcome to my brand new podcast called Bizarre Hour Podcast. Bizarre Hour Podcast is more different than any other podcast you can think of. Yes, it's like a crime podcast, but I go behind my mind and ask questions to the killers, learn more about them. I also will talk about crimes they have committed as well. I also will be doing some interviews with some people as well. On top of it all, I will also be talking about urban legends and ghost stories and haunting stories on top of it all. So why not shake it up some? Before getting started, I would love to introduce myself. My name is Brittany. Now, let's get started. Oh, I forgot to also mention I will be posting my shows every Mondays and Fridays. And I am also looking for some good ideas for my next shows, some amazing content ideas. I will have a website on YouTube and Pinterest coming soon, so make sure to follow me and subscribe to them to keep up on ideas as well. Today, we're going to be talking about the Gabby Petito story and everything that's going on. In August 2021, American woman Gabrielle Benora Petito was killed by her fiancé, Brian Laundry, at the age of 22, while they were traveling together on a van life journey across the United States. The trip was planned to last for 4 months and begin on July 2nd. Of 2021, but Petito disappeared in late August. After Petito's disappearance, Laundry raised suspicion when he drove the van from Wyoming back to his parents' Florida home and refused to discuss her whereabouts. He was deemed as a person of interest in this case, and a arrest warrant was issued on charges of him making withdrawals using her debit card. When he left his home on September 13th and was reported missing for 4 days later. On September 19th, Petito remains were found in Wyoming, Bridgerton National Forest. An autopsy found that she was killed by manual strangulation. After a month of speculation around Laundry's whereabouts and an extended search of the area around his home, his skeletal remains were discovered in Florida, Miyakichi Creek Environment Park on October 20th. It was confirmed by an autopsy on November 23rd that Laundry had died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound to the head, and the FBI later announced that he had admitted to killing Petito in his notebook, which was found near his remains. The case gained widespread attention due to couples documenting of their travels on social media, leaked police body cam video footage of 911 emergency dispatch call recording, eyewitness accounts, the actions of Laundry's parents, and extensive media coverage. Now, Gabrielle Benora Petito was born and raised in Blue Point, New York. She had six younger siblings and half-siblings. In 2013, Petito and her step-parents appeared in a music video to raise awareness about American gun violence in response to Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting. In 2017, she graduated Blue Point High School in Bay Point, New York, where she met Brian Christopher Laundrie. From September 27th to January 2019, she lived Carolina Beach, North Carolina, working as a hostess and in the kitchen of a restaurant nearby Wilmington. She applied for Cape Fear Community College but did not attend. Petito began dating Laundrie in March 2019 and moved in with him and his parents in Northport, Florida. The couple worked at a Publix in Northport where she was a pharmacy technician and he was a grocery department. They quit their jobs at the onset of COVID-19 pandemic. In late 2019 and early 2020, the couple embarked on a cross-country drive from New York to California. Along the way, they visit Las Vegas, Yosemite National Park, Pismo Beach, and other points of interest. In March 2020, Petito celebrated her 21st birthday in Nokomis, Florida. She and Laundrie visited Soap Creek, Georgia in June 2020, and the two were engaged the following month. In December 2020, Petito purchased a 2012 Ford Transit Connect van converted into a camper in which the couple would take their next cross-country trip. To save money for the trip, she began working 50 hours a week at Taco Bell and as a nutritionist while Laundrie took a job at an organic juice bar. Petito documented her life and travels on social media sites such as YouTube and Instagram, where she described her interests as art, yoga, and veggies. On June 17th, 2021, Petito and Laundrie visited their native Blue Point for their brother's graduation ceremony. On July 2nd, 2021, they left Blue Point in a Ford Transit Connect band for their trip. Later that month, they visited Monument Rocks, Great Sand Dunes National Park and Preserve, Zion National Park, Bryce Canyon National Park, Mystic Cut Springs, and Canyonlands National Park. Domestic disturbance incident. On August 12, 2021, a witness called 911 to report that a couple, later identified as Laundrie and Petito, were fighting in front of the Moonflower Community Cooperative in Moab, Utah. The caller said that saw a man slap a woman, after which the man and a woman ran up and down the sidewalk. Then the man hit the woman again before they drove off together. Another witness described the incident to the police as looking like Petito and Laundrie were talking aggressively and that Petito was punching him in the arm. The witness said it looked like Laundrie was trying to leave Petito behind and take her phone with him before they drove off together. She climbed in her driver's seat, moved into the passenger seat so he could drive, and asked him, "Why do you have to be so mean?" Officer from Moab City Police Department identified the van driver erratically near the entrance of Arches National Park and conducted a traffic stop. They found Petito crying heavily in the passenger seat with the body camera footage showing that she then told officer. Yeah, I don't know. Some days I have really bad OCD. I just cleaning and straighten up back in the. I was apologizing to him and saying I'm sorry that I was mean, because sometimes I have OCD and sometimes I can get really frustrated and not like mean towards him. My vibe is I'm in a bad mood, and I was just saying I'm sorry if I'm in a bad mood. I had so much work I was doing on my computer this morning, and I just now quit my job to travel across the country, and I'm trying to start a blog. I have a blog, so I build my website. I've been really stressed, and he doesn't really believe that I could do any of it, so we just been fighting all morning and wouldn't let me in the car before. Petito first downplayed the physical altercation after officer pointed out marks on her arms and face and told her, just be honest. She said that Laundrie kept telling her to shut up and grabbed her face, which caused the injury. Laundrie told the officer, I said, let's just take a breather and let's not go anywhere. Just calm down for a minute. And she was getting worked up and she had her phone, was trying to get the keys from me. I know I shouldn't push her. I was just trying to push her away to go. Let's take a minute and step back and breathe and see. She got me with her phone. Petita told the officer that she hit Laundrie first, asked the officer not to separate them. In this report, one of the officers wrote, at no point in my investigation did Gabrielle stop crying, breathing heavily, or compose a sentence without needing to wipe any tears, wipe her nose, or rub her knees with her hands. The male tried to create distance by telling Gabby to take a walk to calm down. She did not want to be separated from a male, began slapping him. He grabbed her face and pushed her back. She pressed upon him and the band. Neither Petito nor Laundrie wanted to press charges as a result of the incident, which was characterized by police and mental breakdown rather than domestic violence, which would have required an arrest. The police separated the couple, arranging for Laundrie to spend the night at the Bowen Motel in Moab and Petito stay in the van. The MCPD later investigated whether or not its officer handled the case in accordance with department policy, and its chief of police took a leave of absence during the investigation. Last report, activities and sightings. On August 17th, Laundrie took a flight from Salt Lake City to Tampa, Florida, leaving Petito behind. Petito spent several days at Fairfield Inn and Suites Hotel near Salt Lake City International Airport. According to staff, and checked out on August 24th. It was later explained by the Laundrie family attorney that he made the trip to obtain some items, and the and close the storage unit to save money as they completed extended the road trip. Laundrie returned on August 23rd to rejoin Petito and continued the trip. Petito's mother said that the last spoke to her daughter on August 25th and had held that, sorry, been told that the couple were traveling from Utah to Grand Teton Yellowstone National Park on August 25th. The final post was made on Petito's Instagram account, which consisted of photos of herself taken in front of a butterfly mural outside of a restaurant in Ogden, Utah. Eyewitness accounts of the couple, therefore, were as followed. A witness said on August 27th, between 1 p.m. to 2 p.m., she saw Laundrie and Petito together at Mary Piglet's Tex-Mex restaurant, Jackson's Hole, Wyoming. Per the witness, Laundrie was aggressive and had an argument apparently regarding money with the manager, waitress, and hostess. The waitress said that she later saw Petito return to the restaurant crying and apologizing for Laundrie's behavior. Restaurant staff confirmed via Instagram that the couple were indeed there. Another witness contacted the FBI report that activities and coordinates of the slow-moving white van and generic young white male acting weird near Spread Creek disappeared camping area on August 26th, 27th, and possibly 28th. She posted a video on TikTok detail on her observation, according to the witness. An FBI agent said that her account tipped the FBI off to the correct location of Petito's remains. A woman said TikTok video that on August 29th, she and her boyfriend gave Laundrie a lift in an area near Coulter Bay Village after seeing him hitchhiking alone. She reported that Laundrie freaked out upon learning that they were going to Jackson Hole instead of Jackson, Wyoming, dismembering the vehicle at 6:09 p.m. near Jackson Lake Dam. Less than 30 minutes and 10 miles after being picked up, the witness found it weird that Laundrie offered $200 for the ride and did not appear to be very dirty despite claiming he had camping for days. Another witness stated that she picked up Laundrie from Jackson Lake Dam at 6:20 or 6:30 on August 29th, dropping him off at the entrance of Spread Creek disappeared camping area. Laundrie offered gas money for the 20-minute ride, but did not want to be taken further than entrance of the campground, which was several miles from the van. According to witness, Laundrie acted antsy about the getting out of the vehicle as it got closer to the campsite. On August 27th, the text from Petito's phone was sent to her mother, which read, "Can you help Stan? I can stop. I just kept getting his voicemail and missed calls." The message raised a concern for Petito's mother, who said that Stan was Petito's grandfather and that she never referred him by his first name. That the last message was sent on August 30th, simply said, "No service in Yosemite." Her mother expressed uncertain about who sent these message. On September 1st, Landry returned alone to his parents' Northport home in the Ford Transit Connect. On September 6th and 7th, he and his parents went camping at Fort DeSoto Park in Pinellas County. Investigation begins when Petito and Landry reporting missing. On September 11th, after not hearing from Petito since late August, Petito's mom filed a missing person report. 4 days later, Landry named a person of interest. His parents hired a lawyer and, based on his advice, remained silent and refused to talk to anyone about the case. Police surveillanced the Landry home and saw him leave on September 13th. 2 days later, they saw his car return to police. Believe the person who exited the car and entered the home was Landry. The following day, Northport Police Chief Todd Garrison told reporters, "All I'm going to say is we know where Brian Landry is at." On September 17th, Landry was reported missing by his parents, who claimed not to have seen him since September 13th. It was at this time police realized that he had mistaken Landry's mother for Landry himself on September 15th. After obtaining search warrant, police seized the Ford Transit Connect, an external hard drive, and the Landry's family's Ford Mustang from Northport residence. Discovery of Petito's remains. On September 19th, human remains matching description of Petito was found at Sprite Creek Disappeared Camping Area in Wyoming, not far from where the Ford Transit Connect was previously observed. Her identity was confirmed as an autopsy determined that the manner of death was homicide by blunt force injuries to the head and neck with manual strangulation, which occurred 3 to 4 weeks before the body was found. Search for Landry and discovery of remains. On September 23rd, the United States District Court for the District of Wyoming issued a warrant arrest for Landry due to his unauthorized use for Petito's debit card to obtain $1,000 or more between August 30th and September 1st. The FBI took material to match Landry's DNA from his home. On October 5th, an interview, ABC News, Landry's sister encouraged him to surrender to authorities. 2 days later, Landry's father joined investigators in searching for him at the T. Mabry Carlton Reserve in Sarasota County, Florida, focusing on areas he used to frequently and the reserve and the Ajamaichi Creek Environment Park. On October 20th, skeletal remains identified by forensic dentistry and some of his belongings were found at Maikachi Creek Environment Park in an area had recently been underwater due to flooding. His cause of death could be not determined by autopsy, and his remains were given to forensic anthropologists for further examination. On November 23rd, it was announced that anthropologists had concluded that Landry died of self-inflicted gunshot wound to the head. On January 21st, 2022, the FBI revealed that Landry's notebook, which was found near his remains, contained an entry in which he admitted killing Petito and deceiving people that she was still alive through via text message. He was officially blamed for Petito's death by authorities. The FBI Denver Division closed out the investigation, stated the investigation did not identify any individuals other than Brian Landry directly involved in tragic death of Gabby Petito. The FBI primary focus throughout the investigation was to bring justice to Gabby and her family. In June 2020, the Landry family's lawyer released the full notebook entry in which Landry claims that he killed Petito after she had fallen and injured herself. "I ended her life. I thought it was merciful that it was what she wanted. But now I see all the mistakes I made." The note ends with his plans for suicide. "I'm ending my life, not because of the fear of punishment, rather because I can't stand to live another day without her." Expert, however, contain Landry account does not match investigators' findings. Michael L. Starr from John Jay College of Criminal Justice believe Landry was someone who doesn't want to own up what he did and was trying to find justification for his action. Lawsuit. Petito's parents announced the plan to sue the Landry parents in 2022, with Florida judge allowing the suit proceed in November 2022. Her parents filed a $50 million lawsuit against the Moab Police Department. Now, the television adaptation on October 1st, 2022, Lifetime released a TV movie called The Gabby Petito Story as a part of Rip from the Headline series. Directed by Thora Birch, the film stars Skylar Samuels as Petito, Evan Hall as Andre, and Birch as Petito's mother. Now, I have some things I have to say about this case. One, I definitely could tell Landry's parents knew about this and automatically want a lawyer up to help him some way in the case, which it failed. Two, another her mistakes is I cannot stand, as you probably all heard about the burn after reading. No. One, if you're so called a Christian, like she said, you wouldn't write things like that ever. And that is a disgusting parent. And three, the Moab Police Department, I can definitely tell they need better training in that department, because I was a former domestic violence. I was abused before by my ex-husband. And he was getting away with it, which highly disgusted me. But when somebody's hitting of some kind of abuse, they need to go, they need to do it. Like, they need to handle it right away. No excuse, anything. There's a lot of women dying because of men wants to beat people, beat their lovers and stuff to death. And three was four, sorry, four. I guarantee you the Petito family won this case, hands down. And five makes me sick that the Laundrie family didn't get any charges. With their mistake showing up in all this court, they should have slammed them in jail for with charges. No excuse at all. But it makes me sick. And I hope they do get charges one day. But I want you guys to know, if you feel like if you're being domestic violence or in a domestic violence relationship and you need help, get help. Don't be afraid. They ain't gonna look at you as a bad guy. Find a way to get a cold and get help. Don't be afraid. Nobody wants to lose you guys. Anyways, that is it for today on Bizarre Hour Podcast. And again, my name is Brittany, and make sure you like and subscribe and enjoy.